Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Jack. Good afternoon, Jack.
Hello.
Now, Jack has been thinking very hard about the items he would take with him on a desert island if he was stranded. And I know one of those items, Jack, is a food item, which doesn't surprise me. Would you like to tell us what food item you've chosen?
I've chosen my mum's pasta because it's really delicious and she makes plenty of it.
Does she make homemade pasta?
Yeah.
Wow. With one of those machines, or does she roll it out?
Boy.
Oh. I'm sensing, Jack, you don't help with the pasta making here.
No.
No.
Oh, wait, I just realised. She buys the pasta.
Right, yeah.
She buys the pasta.
Okay.
Then she boils it and then makes the tomatoes.
It's the sauce. It's all in the sauce. So what's your favourite pasta sauce that Mum makes?
Well, she makes, like, what? She uses, like, tomato basil.
Yeah.
She uses garlic and tomatoes and
herbs, probably.
Yeah.
Lovely. And that's your favorite food, is it?
Yeah,
it sounds delicious. What do you have on the top? Do you have cheese? Which sort?
Mozzarella.
So perhaps you'd like to tell the listeners what you have, a kind of a connection to Italy, don't you?
Yeah, my mum's Italian.
Your mum's Italian, which is hence the pasta making. And it's obviously runs in the blood, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I think you need to get in that kitchen, Jack, and do a bit more cooking, maybe. So, especially if you're going to be on this island, doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so we've got pasta. We're all sorted. What about a kind of item to listen to pass the time? What would you take?
I've got this really funny song stuck in my head called the Chicken Song. It's literally about this chicken which makes chicken sounds, and it just makes me laugh, and it makes me think of my friends because my friends are really funny.
It's about a chicken that makes chicken sounds.
Yeah.
Could you give us a little rendition of this song?
Well, it's really hard to make, but it just does ba. Like, bah, bah, bah.
Okay. That's Jack doing a chicken sound for those of you listening, and he's also wiggling his elbows in a chicken-like fashion. Okay.
Yeah.
Where have you heard this song before then?
On Jack? YouTube.
On YouTube. Ah, okay. So rather than choose a song that, I don't know, makes you dwell on the things you're missing at home, you've chosen humour.
Yeah.
Tell us, is that because that's what gets you through the day, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like humour.
You like humour. And your friends, you like having a laugh with your friends, that kind of thing. Brilliant. Okay. So, a book or film to help you as well. What would you go for there?
In this case, I would not use a book, but because I would get bored of, like...
Careful.
I would get bored of using a book,
okay,
like, over and over again. But I would pick a film.
Oh, okay.
And I would use Harry Potter.
Now, there's about 7 Harry Potter films, Jack, so you're going to have to plump for one.
I'm going to choose the final one because it's really long.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, story to it.
Have you seen all the films?
Yes.
Have you read the books?
No.
No? You see it now? Just purely, you know, here, the book might last a little longer than the film, is my thinking. But no, good choice, Harry Potter. Do you have a favourite character in Harry Potter?
Not really. I just like the film.
You like the film? And did you not find the last one a little bit scary / sad? Or do you think, no, it kind of answers all the questions?
Yeah, it kind of answers all the questions.
Yeah. Comes to a real head. Brilliant. Okay. Now then, we've had your song, the chicken song, we've had your film, and we've had your food item. What about a bit of luxury, Jack? You strike me as a guy who might like a bit of luxury in your life. What would you take?
I would take this might sound odd, but like I would take like a pocket knife.
pocket knife.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to need, the listeners need some explanation.
In a survival situation, you need something like sharp to hunt and like use to like.
Practical.
Yeah.
You've thought this through. So rather than luxury, you're thinking long term. I need to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good choice. So are you quite handy? You know, do you camping outdoors? Do you think you'd be okay?
No.
Go on. What would you find hardest?
Getting to sleep.
Oh, why?
The only place I sleep at is at my house, because when I go for sleepovers, I never sleep.
Oh.
Or I'll get to sleep.
You're that one, are you? Yeah. Chicken song all night, probably. But on the desert island, there's no distractions. Do you think you'll sleep there?
Maybe.
Do you think you'd be good at building shelters, catching food, fishing?
If I have my pocket knife on me, it'll probably be easier.
Yeah, I think it's a good choice. Have you got a pocket knife at the moment?
No.
No.
I think it's illegal.
Oh.
I think so.
Ignore that bit. Listeners, but if you went on your desert island, I can see the benefits if you're careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think you could use it for?
Like hunting animals, and then like if I'm like making like plant, if I'm using plants and stuff to make like beds and like shelters.
Yeah.
For like roofs. Yeah,
yeah. Chopping things down.
I'm gonna need like leaves, and use the pocket knife to.
I see. Yeah, so quite a big pocket knife, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jack, that's been really interesting, and thank you for sharing your wonderful ideas with us this afternoon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.